So look at this here. I was just hiking on a trail and I came across this guy. This is an opossum. I saw him walking on the trail and I walked up to it and it got so scared and fainted, it passed out and it played possum. This is an involuntary response by these animals. They don't choose to play possum. They just get so scared that they kind of pass out. He's starting to wake up a little bit. You can see his teeth. They got over 50 teeth. They'll do some damage, but they really won't bite you. I'm not in danger of getting bit, or I'm not really in danger of getting rabies. I know these animals might look dirty or kind of like a rat, but they are actually super clean animals. They groom themselves all day long. They actually eat ticks that go on top of them. So anytime they walk through some brush and they get a tick, they will eat it. They are known to eat up to 5,000 ticks a year, helping prevent Lyme disease. They're almost never going to get rabies. Could they get it? Sure. So can humans. But their body temperature is so low that it's tough for the virus to survive inside of them. Another cool thing about them is on their feet, they have opposable thumbs. They also have this super long tail that they use to hang onto trees and help climb. These guys will pretty much eat anything. They will eat anything from fish, bugs, insects, snakes, vegetables, dog food, cat food you leave outside, but you'll see them in your garbage. A lot of times people will think they're a big rat, but they're actually not. They're more closely related to a kangaroo than a rat. They do have the pouch on their belly, which makes them a marsupial. They are the only marsupial here we have in North America. They use those whiskers to help dig and look for stuff. Look at how calm this guy is. He's just sitting in my hands. He's not going anywhere. They are born at birth live. They're born about the size of a bumblebee, and they can actually have up to 20 live babies at birth. When the babies are born, they crawl right into the mother's pouch, and they will stay there until they get big enough to crawl out, and they will actually crawl on the animal's back. And they stay on the mother's back until they're too big and they fall off. And once they fall off, that's when they go off on their own, like this guy. I'm going to put this guy back now and go on with our hike. I just thought I'd share some of these facts with you guys, because some people will see them and they'll want to kill them or kind of kick them to the side because they think they're a rat. But they're not a rat. They're a super cool animal. It's the only marsupial we have here in North America. And you got to be very careful when you're handling them. And they're super cool to look at. All right, let's put this guy back.